Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
In Danville, a group of veterans wanted to open a grocery store to help provide fresh food in an underserved area. But the finances weren't easy.
They went to so many banks, were told no, 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 time and time again.
Robin Gann is with the American Heart Association. Grocery stores are vital to a community's health, Gann says, but
the grocery industry is a tougher one. And there are some hurdles to getting those independent operators to be in that community and successful.
So her organization is proposing a loan program. Here's how it would work. The state makes a one-time payment. Private businesses chip in three times more. Then a community bank controls the pot of money and lends it out to small grocers to help them get off the ground. Despite previous attempts, the program hasn't passed Virginia's legislature before, but Senator Bill Stanley, a Republican from the Martinsville area, is hopeful it will this year.
When you put a grocery store in, it's like an anchor chain, and small businesses grow around it. It creates jobs. It creates tax revenue.
The Senate budget includes $2.5 million for the program, but the House budget doesn't. The difference will be resolved later this session. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.